did you love about it?
Love about what?
About the Everglades.
Well, the whole thing, of course. The whole thing, there was this marvelous expanse of flat green land with its strangeness and its openness and its birds and all that. Sure, you love the whole thing. Wonderful. So utterly unique, you see. There's not like anything else like it in the world. And you get that sense of it up. I've flown over it many times and never ceased to love it.
You know, when it was first proposed as an addition to the national park system, it was unusual, as I understand, because the other parks were primarily ones that had great geologic features, mountains, river valleys, what they call the tall trees parks. And yet this park did not then and does not now look like any of those parks.
Well, of course, that's the beauty of it. It's not the average park. It's the only one of its kind. As far as having geologic features, of course, it has plenty of geologic features, only not mountains and waterfalls and woods and all that. But its features are geologic because it's the geology of the underground structure that makes it. But it's absolutely unique. It hasn't that kind of drama that a lot of people like in wilderness landscapes. And people will go out the trail and look around and say, well, there's nothing here. What is there to look at? Well, they're the kind of people who've got to have something, you know, dramatic to call their attention to it. But for those people who see the beauty of it and the quietness of it and the wonderful silence of it, it is a park that you understand and like better and better. I had friends over from London, and we took them out a great deal in the Everglades, and they simply loved it. Particularly my favorite place is that Pahayoki Overlook, which is down just a little bit below the visitor center when you first go into the park. It's called the Pahayoki Overlook. Pahayoki was the Indian name for grassy water, and that was one reason why I named the book The River of Grass, because I knew the Indians called it grassy water. But it's up a little, it's a little height. You climb a few stairs to a covered place. And up there I notice when people are there, they're all very quiet because it's the silence that's so wonderful. You hear the wind rustling in the grass and maybe a bird in the distance, and you get the sense of the sawgrass and the openness, and the island hammocks are out there. It's a most beautiful place. Well, we took these English friends of mine around, and when they saw that, they sat there and they had, I remember looking over at David, his name was David Dewar, and he had this rapt, ecstatic expression on his face. He really was seeing it the way we did, and coming back. I said, well, you know, David, it's not a dramatic park. Oh, no, he said, it's not a dramatic park, it's a lyric park. And it is, it's that quality of great quiet poetry. It is a poetic part, it's a lyric park. And not everybody can understand it. And the people who can't understand it, let them go somewhere else, you know, because if they don't understand that, that's just too bad. It's too bad for them, not for the rest of the people who do understand it. But it's wonderful and remarkable, just that way.